My name is Deanna Lees. I am 17 years old. Today's date is September 3rd, 2019. I'm speaking with Jaid Samaro, who is my mom, and we are recording this interview in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Okay, so how has being a parent changed you? What were you most surprised by when you were a parent?
Being a mother, it's absolutely a life-changing phase in, you know, in every adult. And it changed your life because you're not the number one or the priority anymore. Like, you have someone else to take care of, and that's going to be your priority. That's my priority, my daughters.
Okay. Can you tell me the story of when you first saw me?
You were a healthy, cute baby. And you feel the love instantly, like, in the moment. You can't explain it, but it's just something that it happened. It's like a click in there, like.
Okay. Do you have a favorite memory of me?
God, you as a you know, I would say like between your first to probably like third, fourth grade, you were like hyper. So you keep me on the move all the time, nonstop.
Do you have a specific memory that you remember, like a specific story?
When you shave your eyebrows.
When I shave my eyebrows?
Yes, when you shave your eyebrows.
Okay.
Completely, like the whole, like both of them.
So tell that story completely. Like, how did that happen? When did that happen and where?
I have no idea how that happened. We went to Puerto Rico, and I don't know. You just show up with your eyebrows, like, gone. Like, there wasn't there anymore. Like, you just decided to shave them.
So, my side of that story is I was in my grandma's house, and I had seen you previously do your eyebrows with this stick. And I remember my grandma also doing it. And I was like, well, if they're all doing it, then I should be doing it too. And I remember going into the shower at my grandma's house and seeing the razor to shave your body, not your eyebrows. And I remember I grabbed it and I completely shaved both of my eyebrows. And I thought I was doing a great job until I got out of the shower. And I looked myself in the mirror and I was instantly terrified because my eyebrows were missing. And I knew I did something wrong. And I was so scared to come out of the bathroom because I knew that my grandma was gonna freak out. And when I did come out of the bathroom, my grandma thought that I put a lot of makeup on my face and that I was just playing around. And she tried to wipe it off and she just started freaking out. And I remember she called you. Do you remember what your reaction was when my grandma told you that your daughter shaved her eyebrows? Like, where were you? I don't know where you were. Were you working?
I think I was working when she told me that. And I was like, just like, are you serious? Like, did she really shave her eyebrows completely? And she goes like, yeah. Well, I mean, at that point, there's nothing we can do. So just wait and hope for the best that they
grow back
as soon as they could. And I mean, it was fine.
Spoiler alert, my eyebrows did grow back perfectly fine. I have a full set of eyebrows.
Yes.
And I do them normally now.
But the thing is, did you have I think you had, what it was, I can't remember what it was, but I know it was something going on school. Like, it was like,
it was crazy day. Crazy day? Embeleco day?
Yeah, it was like Embeleco day or something like that. I don't know. I know it was something that you were like, you know, getting ready. Or we were getting ready for that. I don't know. I can't remember what it was, but it was something in school.
I think she's referring to one day we had crazy day in school, and basically like everybody wore like mismatched socks and their hair was like half done, half not. It was really crazy. And I remember I was so embarrassed to go because I was like, Mom, I don't have my eyebrows. And my mom was like, there's nothing that we can do. Because at the time, like, there was not such thing as like drawing your eyebrows in. And I remember freaking out, and then I went and I won. I won crazy day because my eyebrows weren't there, and it was just so funny to me. Mm-hmm. What were the hardest moments when I was growing up?
I don't think we really have like a really hard one like that. Like
something that I have always wanted to ask you about related to this is my sister and I did not grow up in the same house because my sister had to grow up in my grandma's house because my mom would work overnight. And she couldn't take care of us both. How did you feel when you couldn't take care of both of your daughters?
It was difficult. Absolutely, yes. Because being a single mom who worked a third shift in a hospital and not able to like take care of both of my daughter was a little bit frustrating. But at the same time, I knew that I was doing that for our, you know, own good. So I think we did a pretty good job and we just got through it.
So how did you feel when we moved to America and we finally were a family living under one house?
It was difficult too, because it was that was a process. Like, that was a complete process of, how you say that? It's like adjusting. Did I say that right? Adjusting to a new place, being all together, like. It was difficult, but it was good at the same time, because I think that we actually need that, like being all together and pulling all together as a family.
Was that frustrating for you? Because I remember that my sister and I weren't getting along because we weren't used to living together, and finally having both of your daughters living together, but seeing that they are not getting along, like, how did that make you feel? Like, what were you thinking? How did you want it to work out?
It was completely frustrating at that time, because I thought that once they get, you know, to live together, everything's gonna be, you know, good. Like, this is gonna be the perfect world. And it wasn't. And it was frustrating. It was so, and I cry about that so many times, because that really upset me a lot. But I think now you guys are doing pretty good. Like, I think everything's going back to normal again.
At what point did you feel like everything was falling back into place? Because when we moved here, we did move around a lot. So maybe you don't know at what exact point everything was starting to fall back into place and you started feeling like you had a family. But, like, in what house did you see that, like, everything is going to be okay? Like, this is my family. Like, this is a normal family.
I think that's hard to happen on the last one on Charles Road.
Mm-hmm.
We probably can notice that, you know, that well at that point, but it started there.
So you didn't feel like, for me, I felt like we were being a family when we lived in... Well,
probably since we live at Broad Street.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Broad Street, that's when I felt like we were falling back into place. Start. Yeah, starting to.
Yeah.
Broad Street?
Broad Street.
How long ago did we live in Broad Street?
Broad Street? Well, that was... 2014. I think that was around 2014.
2014?
14, 15, probably. So, yeah. Like
it's
five,
currently
2009. 19. So, it's probably like, yeah,
5-4 years
ago.
Okay. So, how many houses have we lived in since we got here?
We lived in Jeffrey's house when we first moved.
Mm-hmm.
Then we moved to Garden Court.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there we moved to Broad Street.
Mm-hmm.
And from Broad Street we moved to Charles Road. And then here.
So five houses. We've lived in five houses since we moved here 7 years ago. Okay. Got it. Would you like to change anything about me?
Yes.
What would you like to change?
I would like to change your laziness. You love to leave everything for later. And later.
That's not laziness, that's procrastination.
Procrastination is a well, they go together. And just no. That's something that I would love for you to change.
Is that the only thing you would change? If you could change anything in me, is that the only thing you would change?
That.
Okay.
Yep.
Am I the child you imagined me to be and wanted me to be when you were pregnant with me?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
What was the image in your head that you had of me when you were pregnant with me?
I don't know. For some reason, I always knew that you're gonna look like your grandma. And you're probably gonna have some, like manners that she has, and yeah, I was completely right. You look like her, and yeah, you look like her, like physically and in some manners too.
Behavior wise.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could do everything again, would you raise me differently?
No.
Okay, what are your dreams for me?
My dream for you is number one. That you continue to praise the Lord, work for His kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Be successful in life. No matter what career you choose, be successful and be the best. and I'll always be here for you.
Okay. If this was to be our last conversation, is there anything that you would want to say to me?
I love you. With all my heart.
Okay. And last question is, are you proud of me?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely yes.
So I didn't add this, but I saw it. So I'm going to end this by not asking you questions, but it's my turn to speak, basically. And it's basically, I'm supposed to tell you what you mean to me. So, I've always known that you have your own struggles, and I feel like you never shared those struggles with us. You just bottle them in all the time. And I don't want you to get overwhelmed. Ooh, what the heck? Okay. I don't want you to get overwhelmed with your struggles. I want you to, if you're overwhelmed, to be able to just talk about it in the house, whether it's financially or work or with us or anything that you just want to let out. I want you to be able to let it out, because I've noticed that all the time we always act like everything is okay. And, you know, we're not children anymore. We notice that you guys have struggles and that you guys are not letting it on. You don't want us to worry about the struggles, so you don't speak about them. But I know that keeping them in is not the best way. So when you are struggling, I do want you to know that even if it doesn't look like it, because sometimes I know that the way I act and the way that I present myself looks like I'm not grateful for anything, I want you to know that I do notice that you're struggling and that I do appreciate everything that you do for this family, that you have basically been carrying on your back for as long as I can remember. And I just want you to know that I see everything that you do for us and that your work never goes unappreciated. Every night I do pray and I thank God for the family that I was given and for giving me such a strong mom who is very persistent and just strong and independent on herself. And I wish that will rub off on me for the future, because that is a characteristic. Yeah, that I want to have in the future for myself and my own family. And that's all I have to say. I just want you to know that I do love you and that I see everything that you do for us, and that if you ever feel like we are not appreciating what you are doing for us, just know that you are. And I also want to be able to have more talks, like as a family, on a more serious level, because we do play around a lot, but at the end of the day, I feel in this house sometimes that it's kind of like a hotel where you just greet each other in the hallway and you're like, hi, how are you? But you keep walking. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you know, like in real life, if you are in, let's say, the hallways at work and you see somebody and you say, hi, how are you? It would be weird if you stay and actually like try to talk to that person about how you are. And I feel like that attitude should stay outside of the house. I feel like in the house, we should be able to have serious talks and just like really get to sit down and hear about each other's day. And sometimes it doesn't even have to be about each other's day, because these questions is not something that I would ask you on a daily basis. But these are questions that I did have and that I will appreciate to listen back to and have the answers to in the future, whether you're still in my life or if by any chance you are not. So those are the kind of memories that will stay with us as memories of getting to know each other, because even if we live in that same house, we might not know each other the way that we think that we know each other unless we sit down and talk. So that is why I am so grateful for doing this interview and that you sat down and talked to me. Is there anything else you want to say before I stop the interview?
I want to say thank you. I think this is a great opportunity for us to talk. And yeah, really cool to open our hearts and be honest with each other. Yeah. So, and yeah, I agree. Yeah, sometimes like we get involved like in too many, you know, stuff that we had to do and that we had to, like, you know, to do, like work, church, friends. I work full time. My home, you know, business. And so it's like sometimes, yeah, we can get in that we don't talk and we just like act like we are like friends or like, you know, co-workers or something like that, and it's not right. I know it's not right. So we probably, yeah, we need to work on that, and we will definitely, we will. And yeah, just thank you and love you, and I'll be here always.
So now I want you to know that this, I found out about this through a TED Talk at school today, and this interview was actually optional for us to do, but I felt the minute that I heard about it, I knew that I instantly wanted to interview you, and I made it seem like it was like not an option, because I knew that it was the only way that I was going to get you to sit down and actually like have this talk. But I am going to still use this for a journalism class. But other than that, like, I will remember this for a really long time, because even though it's for school and it wasn't mandatory, in my heart, I felt like it was mandatory to sit down and have this talk and be able to have these notes and this recording. So I'm sorry that I told you that it was mandatory, but it needed to be done.
That's okay. Like, anything I can help you with, school related, I'll be here. Why not? I mean, if it's not algebra, I'll be here.
So. Okay, then that was Dianalise interviewing Jaitza, who is my mom. It is currently 8:38 p.m. on September 3rd, 2019. And we are done.